So, you've got yourself an interview. Well done. Your CV has obviously done its job in giving a prospective employer a good impression of you, your experience, and your skills. But don't see this as an opportunity to rest on your laurels. Now it's time to think about how you want to present yourself in person at the interview. Just like when you first started looking for a new job, research is the key when preparing for an interview. Go back and read the original job description that first drew your attention to the position. Does it include a list of key skills or responsibilities that are required for the role? If so, go through each one and think about how and when you may have demonstrated them in previous job roles or through personal experiences. The interviewer will most likely use this list to decide which questions to ask you, so it's essential you can confidently articulate why you think you're right for the job. It's always useful to rehearse some stock answers and have some key phrases ready. Practice in front of a mirror or get a friend or family member to ask you questions. They will be able to look at your body language and eye contact as an interviewer would and can suggest any areas for improvement. From a logistical point of view, making sure you know exactly where the interview is taking place is also important. Do a dry run to work out the best route to take, as well as timing how long it takes you to get there and where the best place is to park. Don't forget to take note of any roadworks or level crossings that could impede your travel plans on the way. When it comes to choosing an outfit for the interview, remember that it's always better to over than underdress. If you know whether the company is a more casual workplace, however, you may wish to dress down accordingly. Whatever you wear should be smart but comfortable. You don't want to be fidgeting or struggling to remain focused because a skirt's too tight or a blazer too warm. On the day of the interview, turn up a few minutes early to give yourself time to gather your thoughts and find where you need to be. Mirror the interviewer when greeting them, and if they remain formal, do the same. If you're being interviewed by several people, shake hands with each and do your best to remember their names. Repeating them as you are introduced will help. If you are offered a drink, say yes, as it will give you something to do with your hands. Throughout the rest of the interview, remain polite, keep engaged, and don't forget about the answers you prepared beforehand. The interview is when your background research helps the most, as it can go far in setting you apart from other candidates. By knowing your market, you can throw in relevant information to the company, maybe about a key development you've read about or a competitor's merger plans. You could even be so bold as to volunteer a suggestion for improvement. This demonstrates initiative and lateral thinking. After the interview, it's considered both professional and polite to follow up with an email to the interviewer to say thank you. You can also use the email as an opportunity to reiterate why you'll be perfect for the job. Using appropriate points from the interview to highlight your aptitude and personal qualities relevant to the role. As an ACR candidate, we're happy to offer you personal advice and help you prepare for that all-important interview. We also regularly feedback from clients in order to give you further expert opinion.